This is Trivia Friday. The number to call with your question or your answer to a question is 888-589-8840. Now, back to more Trivia Friday.
And welcome back. Ed Vitagliano sitting in for Tim Wildman here on Trivia Friday. Tim should be back in the captain's chair for today's issues on Monday. I'm joined in studio by fellow professors J.J. Jasper and Jim Stanley. The number to call to get on the show is 888-589-8840. Gentlemen, let's redo our questions. I've had a bunch of questions answered.
I'd like to ask two questions before we do that.
Okay.
One was permission to ask the second question. JJ.
Yes.
You are an ambassador for AFR and for JJJasper.com and for comedy and all kinds of things. What have you got coming up? Because, you know, for me, it's selfish motivation. I have to be honest with you. Because when you're traveling on a weekend, my chances of being a guest host on Trivia Friday increase. I'm not trying to get rid of you or want
right,
you gone,
right.
But what you got
you,
going on?
Well, I want to say that tonight I'm doing the last of 3 Valentine banquets, and I was able to meet some of the most wonderful AFR listeners. I did one last Saturday night. Brewer Baptist Church, Doty Chapel Baptist brought some folks over, and Palestine Baptist, and just met so many wonderful folks that had one Monday night, have one tonight. But yeah, March the 3rd, I'll be at New Harmony Baptist Church in Savannah, Tennessee. Sunday morning, preaching. Sunday night, stand-up comedy. March the 7th, Leesburg, Georgia Pregnancy Resource Center, their annual fundraiser. It's the Leesburg, Georgia Pregnancy Center, but they're actually having it in Albany, Georgia, Bine Memorial Baptist Church. Then on March the 19th, I'll be in Mansfield, Ohio, Berean Baptist Church for the Child Evangelism Fellowship Chapter annual fundraiser. And that's a couple of ones just upcoming. I won't get all the way into the spring and summer.
How do we get you to come to our place?
Thank you for that. JJJasper.com, JJJasper.com, talking with some folks in Illinois and Kansas, just about to wrap that up as far as Pregnancy Center annual fundraiser. And that's something that I'm so passionate about and one of the most rewarding things I get to do.
Mm. So, if somebody wants to, if they heard you say those places and dates, and wow, did he say he's coming to our community? JJJasper.com will also have
There's
your schedule.
There's a calendar right? there as calendar. Well. Yeah.
Now let me ask you this. I hear you right? You're doing a Valentine's Day banquet tonight?
Tonight.
The day after. So there's some husbands that really got bailed out by the fact that they said, well, I was just waiting for the banquet. I know it's the day after. But
you better believe it. And they're going to get that chocolate for 50% off.
Yes, sir.
So, and those roses, probably that much as well. Yeah.
All right, let's do our questions again.
See, Ed, that's what happens when you put me in Tim's chair. I just take control.
Well, thank you for that.
That's right. No,
thank
that's
you
good.
For that, Jim. We love to do that, and we meet some of the most amazing. We get to meet the listeners when we do that.
All right, so I've got a couple of questions here. The desire to eat strange things that have no nutritional value is known as what? Then which of the traditional 5 senses are dolphins believed not to possess? And then one more. In what month is the Earth closest to the sun?
Okay, and here are my 3 questions. In the movie Star Wars, what planet was Luke Skywalker from? Second question, a true false. Almonds are a member of the peach family. Is that true or false? And then I will add a 3rd question for our last segment here. In the Batman comics, what was the real name of the villain called Catwoman? What was Catwoman's name, her character name, in the Batman comics?
Good. Here's what I've got. The sailors used fathoms to mark the depth of water. How many feet are in a fathom? And second question, in 1976, who was the first woman to become a national network news anchor? You know her. She's a household name. Back in the day of the Dan Rathers and Walter Cronkites and some of those. Which one is the guy that you do?
What?
Which one of those? Is it Walter Cronkite?
Oh, well, I used to be able to do Walter Cronkite.
Yeah, I remember you did that a couple of years ago. That was spot on. And then I'll add one. Jesus said the kingdom of heaven is like what kind of seed? Jesus said the kingdom of heaven is like what kind of seed?
And that's the way it was. Friday, the day after Valentine's Day, February 15th. Jim Stanley.
I told you, spot on.
Calling from Georgia. We have
Jimmy Stewart I've heard in many years.
You know, with all the folks that we have here hosting this program today, so we have me, and I'm only Jim Stanley, but then we have Ed and Walter Cronkite, and then we have J.J. Jasper and Earl.
Harley. Jimmy Stewart.
Bill. From Georgia, help us out. Did you want to ask, answer, or both?
I would like to do both.
Okay, which question do you want to answer, Bill?
Okay, I'm not sure about this one exactly, but the first female anchor.
Yeah, here's the question, Bill. 1976, who was the first woman to become a national network news anchor?
Barbara Walters.
You're exactly right.
Barbara Wawa.
Is that who you were thinking?
No, actually, I was thinking Diane Savage, but that's correct. Barbara Walters.
I was
Walters.
Thinking Mary Tyler Moore.
Well, that's true.
There you go. Wait, what was that song? I can almost hear that
You're
song.
You're gonna make it after all.
That's what we're talking about for you, baby boomers.
For the folks on Facebook, I hope they saw... There you go.
Hey, Bill, way to go, buddy. What's your question for us?
Okay, in the book of Genesis, it tells a story where Abraham sent his servant to get a wife for Isaac. And, of course, he went off in another country to find the wife for Isaac. My question is, what were the gifts that the servant gave to the wife or the future wife of Isaac?
Here's the deal, Bill. A lot of people that don't have a seminary degree, like our caller from Georgia, Kentucky, who was for Georgia team, they don't know the backstory of that. But the very first gift, the one you're talking about, he gave her a mood ring. And she said this was back before Pet Rocks and the mood ring that baby boomers know about. But to answer your question, he gave her a mood ring. She said, yeah, when I'm in a good mood, it turns blue. And when I'm in a bad mood, it leaves a red mark on his forehead.
And a lot of people don't know that they actually met on shepherdsonly.com.
Oh, my gosh. Well done. Well played.
Okay. He put gold rings in her nose. Ask the question again because I got a little crazy there. So I'm gonna know some of these gifts. Go ahead and ask the question again.
Okay, the question is, what were the gifts that the servant of Abraham gave to the future wife of Isaac?
Okay, they meet there even before he gets the prayer finished. Lord, let her come and water. You know, give me some water and then say, can I water your camels as well? And then he explained how the Lord answered that prayer and what his mission was. And I think it says he put some gold bracelets on her wrist and gold rings for her nose. And they went back to the house and the story. And then he had gifts for the family. But I'm going to say bracelets and rings for her nose.
I have no idea. So I
think there were some Baba Black Sheep involved.
I'm going with JJ, Bill. Did he get it right?
He is right. In Genesis 24, verse 22, it says, when the camels had finished drinking, the man took out a gold nose ring weighing a becca and two gold bracelets weighing 10 shekels. Then he asked, whose daughter are you? Please tell me, is there room in your father's house for us to spend the night? So your answer is correct.
Wow. That just shows you that cultures are different because you meet a girl that you like and try to put a ring in her nose. You're going to get the red mark on the forehead you were talking about.
Red mark of the mood ring. Well, so many answers, so many principles in that story. That story fascinates me because you're praying, and you get an answer to prayer. She's working. She's down there working. she's a you know, has a servant's heart. That's a good characteristic,
right,
when you're hoping to get the right person for who you want to marry. They go back, and then he shares his story, and they all say, "Oh, that's great. That's great. Let's do this." Then they wake up, and they change their mind. Her uncle or somebody says, "You know what? Can you just let her stay here? We're going to do this deal, but will you just let her stick around, you know, for a week or whatever?" He said, "Nope, we're going to do it. We got to go right now." And I wrote out beside my Bible, hesitation is the gateway of doubt.
Mm-hmm.
You know, when the Lord says, do this,
right,
if you talk yourself into, well, give me a few days or whatever, yeah, then you're liable to change your mind.
Yeah.
So, yeah, good. Just a whole lot of layers of truth in that story there.
Good preaching.
Well done.
Like it.
All right, Bill.
What's your story? Was your question for us.
That
yeah.
was.
What's
all
your
right.
story?
See you, buddy.
Have a great weekend. I tried looking up how heavy, you know, he said the nose ring weighed.
He said like a Becca.
And I tried looking that up, and I could. So I'm going to break out my logo software when I get back to
there
the office.
Go. There you go.
You know, I want to see how heavy, because I'm thinking, you know, well, you don't want to bow her. You don't want to bow that back before you marry the lady and everything. So anyway, Philip calling from Arkansas. Welcome to Trivia Friday.
Thanks for having me on, guys.
You're welcome. You want to ask, answer, or do both, Philip?
I want to do both. I am a scuba diver, and I sort of keep up with a lot of things, dive wrecks and just being with creatures in the ocean. And my question that I want to answer is the acrobat of the sea about the senses of the dolphin.
Okay. That's
Jim.
The Jim's.
Oh,
that's
sorry.
You,
I was
dolphin.
Still looking for the Becca. So, yes, the dolphins. Which of the traditional five senses are dolphins believed not to possess? Who are you waving at?
Oh, somebody just texted me and said they were watching, so I waved.
Oh, that was me waving. No, it has to be the sense of taste, because all other sensors, they do react to, and as much as they eat, they don't have time to taste.
You are wrong, sir.
Really?
Yeah,
that would have been.
He sold me.
Yeah, you had it. You were selling that pretty good.
There's one that seems more obvious to
yeah,
me.
But
and
now
I'm
they,
not going to say it. Right
they
now,
have
but.
Taste. They have taste buds, and they think that they can detect
they
things like
ear.
Bitterness, and they have you know the sweet taste. And they even one of the ways they prove that is because of they have favorite fish. So evidently, even for dolphins, some fish taste better than others. But Bill, pardon me, Philip, I appreciate your call. And,
yes, sir.
What's your question for us?
Okay. During 1865, CNN was not around to report a lot of the history. In the month of April, we had two really bad things to happen. April 15th, we lost our President Lincoln with an assassination. The news took a while to travel, and it covered up and made more history than a maritime disaster that happened in the United States on one of our famous rivers that killed over 1,800 people. That was 8 days after the death of Lincoln.
Wow.
What was the name of the ship, and where did it happen at?
Now, I was thinking of the Fitzgerald, but that was on one of the Great Lakes.
Yeah, that was. And that was in
a lot closer
to
today's
to us.
Date.
Yeah,
you know what? You
guys are gonna hate it.
The Mississippi.
Say again.
The Mississippi River was the river, but where on the Mississippi, and what was the name of the ship?
Oh,
no clue. I think you got us, Philip.
I'm out.
You've stumped us. What's the answer?
The name of the ship was the Sultana. It was a boat carrying back Confederate soldiers or Union soldiers back to the North after the war had ended, and they had overloaded the boat with a boiler that was out, and they overloaded it so much that the other boilers blew. The accident actually happened within a half a mile of where the Pyramid Bass Pro Shop is today.
Wow.
Huh,
and
really?
So 1,800 soldiers died?
Yep.
Oh,
what a terrible.
1,800 out of 24. 1,800 out of 2,400. And it was overshadowed because of the death of Lincoln that CNN couldn't have got it right anyway. So
right.
Wow.
What a terrible tragedy.
That's a great reminder of the men and women, you know, who have died in service. And we think of the Civil War and the things that transpired there. But to think of those guys, here the war's over and they're headed home.
Finally going home.
And that happens. So, wow. Philip, thanks for that history lesson. We appreciate it. Have a great weekend. See, that's another reason we call this
Learning University.
Hey, how about that? Got it in because heretofore
we had not said it. Richard. It's 11:20.
You're getting it all in.
Richard from Alabama, welcome to Trivia Friday.
Hello, how are you doing today?
We're doing well, sir. How about yourself?
Well, I can't complain. I'd like to do both, and I'd like to answer the question on Luke Skywalker's hometown.
All right. Here's the question. In the movie Star Wars, what planet, not his hometown, what planet was Luke Skywalker from?
I believe that was Tatooine.
That's right.
That's absolutely right.
Desert planet of Tatooine. Very good. Good job, Richard. What's your question for us?
Okay, now I'm not a Bible scholar, although I do listen to y'all a lot. But I happened to find something in the Bible the other day, and it kind of surprised me. And I'm going to ask a question to you. Who saw the face of God and survived?
Who saw the face of God and survived? All right, we're going to talk amongst ourselves here, Richard, so don't say yes or no. Okay, now, you know, the Bible says no one can see God and live. Did somebody see his face?
It seems like he revealed himself to Moses, and that's why he was glowing so, because I remember being kind of like, hey, wait, I didn't think you were able to see his face. But then when he tells... Which one of the prophets, and he says, go to the cleft in the rock, and I'm going to pass by. Now, he saw his back.
Right,
yeah. But that was Moses. Elijah. Now, both, let's see, John saw him who sits on the throne, but I don't know about the face of God.
I'm going to go with Moses. Just throwing that out.
I think that's probably a good guess.
Jim?
I don't have a guess because I'm almost afraid this may be a trick question.
No, I think I saw that where it says he saw
and his hair turned white or something.
Met him face to face or whatever, and he glowed so much when he came out, it scared everybody.
Right, yeah. I remember the radiance.
Okay. Or he came down from the mountain. I forget that.
How about Moses? We're going with Moses, Richard.
No, it's in Genesis 32:30 where Jacob wrestled with God. And he said, afterwards, I saw the face of God, and my life was spared.
Oh, all right.
Yeah, but his hip didn't fare so well.
No.
No, he got his hip thrown out of joint, but
he lived.
That kind of surprised me.
Yeah, that is a surprise. Because
it does say that there, doesn't it? Okay. Right.
Thanks, Richard.
Hey, thanks, Richard.
Have a great weekend.
We like Bible questions, and there's you think you know a lot till someone gets on and asks a question, because some of these questions,
really good,
the Bible
questions.
Contains a lot of information.
Sure good does. Stuff.
How about we talk to Eric from Louisiana? Eric, welcome to Trivia Friday.
How y'all doing?
Doing well.
We're blessed, Eric. How about you?
Can't complain too much.
You want to ask, answer, or do both?
I'm going to go ahead and do both.
Which one you feel good about?
Well, most of them was taken, the ones that I knew, but I'm going to try that the dolphin one again.
All right, sir. Which of the traditional five senses are dolphins believed not to possess? And now we know it. We've already eliminated taste because they do have a sense of taste. So what do they not have?
Smell.
That's absolutely right. Yep.
Way to go, Eric.
They determined that they don't have the olfactory nerves in the brain to possess the sense of smell. And so that was one of those that when I was doing my research, I went, So that I kind of like that one. And of course, someone said it's a good thing that they can't smell themselves. You know, dolphins and whales don't have that sense of smell. So,
hey, way to go, Eric. What's your question for us?
What color is Coca-Cola before the dye is added?
I think it's green.
It's clear.
It's green, you're saying?
The original one was green.
That was the bottle.
No, I think the original. I think the original one was green, but this is back way back.
Yeah,
when it was developed in Atlanta. But I don't know if that's you made the clear. I think I'm going to go.
I'm going to go with clear as well. Eric, what?
But before the dye is added, it's green.
Well, JJ, you should have stuck.
Hesitation.
I was just going to say hesitation. You let us talk you out of it.
Of doubt. Yeah.
Hey, now, so why is it green? By the way, I mean what?
Oh, I'm not sure. It's just a fun fact. I'm not 100% sure.
Right. That's good.
All right, Eric. You know, I should have paid better attention when we toured the Coca-Cola Museum in Atlanta, Georgia. Do we have time for one more?
I'd like to see that. I bet that's a good tour.
It is. It's really neat. You have the sodas from all around the world, the Coca-Colas from all around the world. And, you know, sometimes they taste differently. You go because and it's just odd because you would think that a Coke would be a Coke would be a Coke.
Yeah, right.
Anyway, Peter from Texas, welcome to Trivia Friday.
Well, hi, guys. How you doing today?
We're doing great, buddy. Ask, answer, or do both?
I'm going to do both, but before I do, I want to bring greetings to you from Southern Africa.
Wonderful. What part of Southern Africa?
Well, born in Pretoria, toured all over the country, and left there from Cape Town in 1964.
Oh,
I haven't been here since then. I came here in 73. I'm not there right now, though.
Oh, terrific. Hey, Peter, the clock is bearing down on us, so which question you want to answer?
The fathom.
Oh, yes, sir. Ancient mariners, sailors, used fathoms to mark the depth of water. How many feet are in a fathom, Peter?
6 feet.
6 feet.
Wow. Nice. 6 feet.
Guys, they would throw a weight over. Mm-hmm. They'd take the rope, and they would take one hand, and then they'd stretch their arms all the way out, and then grab the rope, stretch the arms all the way out, and approximately from fingertip to fingertip, it's 6 feet. And that's That's how they got that. I know that's hard for people to fathom. So that's
right. Well done. So that's also where they used the rope for knots, and ever how many knots they pulled in from the rope was how they figured how fast they were going. Is that also
how
true?
Fast or
how fast
deep?
They? No, how fast knots.
They tied the knot and they would.
Oh, you making a joke?
No,
it's true.
No, that's
true. They threw the rope over, and depending on how fast the boat was traveling, the knots would be passing by, and so they would note that, and they'd go, "We're going
five knots,"
and they use that language to this day because of having the knots in the rope.
Right. But
you're exactly right, Peter. 6 feet in a fathom. What's your question for us, quickly?
Well, it's kind of like a two-parter, but I'll just give you the question, and then you tell me, and then you have to tell me why you come up with the answer. How about that?
You better hurry.
You better hurry. We got about 20 seconds.
What is heavier, a ton of British feathers or a ton of French lead?
they're
both the same.
Both the same.
A ton is a ton is a ton.
No, wrong again. Sorry, folks.
All right.
A British ton is 2,240 pounds, and the French ton, at least the metric ton, is 2,204.62.
Oh, good. Nicely done.
All right.
All right. See you, buddy. Thanks.
Thanks, Peter. All right. Let's give our answers to our questions before we're done.
All right. The month that the Earth is closest to the sun is January.
Okay.
And then the desire to eat strange things that have no nutritional value is known as pica.
Pica.
No, pica.
Well, that's why they would eat dirt or something.
Right,
too.
Eat dirt and other things. And it is an eating disorder.
Yes.
Really?
All right, in the Batman comics, the real name of the villain Catwoman was Selina Kyle, and almonds are a member of the Peach family. That is true.
I've been to some of them Selina Kyle concerts.
Jesus said the kingdom of heaven is like what kind of seed?
Mustard seed.
Mustard seed.
Is that all you left?
That's it.
All right, folks, we're done. More great programming directly ahead on American Family Radio.